What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 961. In this episode, I'll discuss the continuation of newly prescribed gabapentin for acute pain management after hospital discharge. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode961. The frequency of gabapentin use for the treatment of inpatient post-op pain has increased due to promotion of multimodal analgesia with the goal of reducing the use of opioids, and it's used commonly for other pain indications as well. A group of authors recently published a retrospective cohort study characterizing the use of newly prescribed gabapentin in hospital inpatients. Just under 500 patients were analyzed in a randomly generated sample from a single center. The ratio of surgical to medical patients in the cohort was roughly 2-1. The top three indications for starting gabapentin in the overall cohort were multimodal analgesia, about 46% of patients, neuropathic pain, about 21%, and post-op pain, about 12%. The mean daily dose of gabapentin given was roughly 600 milligrams for both groups. Almost all the surgical patients and about two-thirds of the medical patients were co-prescribed opioids. About half of the surgical patients and about four-fifths of the medical patients had their gabapentin continued at discharge. These rates of continuation are significantly higher than the percentage of patients in each cohort that had chronic pain conditions like neuropathic pain where gabapentin might be used long-term. Very few patients in the cohort, about 2%, were referred to a pain management specialist on discharge. This raises the question of what exactly is happening to these many patients who start gabapentin for an acute inpatient pain regimen and are then discharged on gabapentin. Is the gabapentin really intended for chronic use in these patients with acute pain conditions? Are these patients receiving both gabapentin and opioids and therefore at greater risk of respiratory depression? Gabapentin is not a risk-free alternative to opioids, and the risk of long-term continuation in outpatients for the treatment of acute pain is not well characterized. As the authors of the study emphasize, incorporating gabapentin into existing opioid stewardship programs makes sense because otherwise, high numbers of patients may continue gabapentin in the outpatient setting unnecessarily, which could place them at risk of respiratory depression or other side effects. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.